It's another Thursday. It's actually Sunday, but we're taping this on Thursday for Thursday. So Men Talk 2 podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Lee. That's to Alasia. And that's I'm going the wrong way.
Wrong way.
Yep. This way. Damn it. Damn it. Alasia, Mr. TT, Mr. Lane, and Slick Rick down at the bottom, holding it down. Audio and video. Today we're gonna talk about male and female.
Dum dum dum.
Yeah, males and females, women from Mars and guys from Venus, or vice versa, whatever the hell they go.
I think it was like men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Shit.
Yeah, it don't matter. Shit.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It's a male female thing. So check this out. This ran across my feed, and I want to expound on it a little bit. Girl and guy friends, they've been friends for like 20 plus years. Girl gets a new guy in her life. She puts down the best friends. That's the topic. Do you put down your best friends when you get any significant other in your life? Look at the lady. She's like, your friend's been there for 20 plus years. They know what's going on with you. They know your ins and outs. They know your track record. They know everything. Mm-hmm. And you get this new dude or this new girl in your life. Do you put them down for your bae, your significant other, your fuck partner, whatever you want to call them?
Definitely not for that.
Hey, no. I done seen, hey, that's trust me when I tell
that's
you,
them one, two that a.m. shit happens.
That shit happens.
Yes, so it does.
And another one don't. Yeah, it happens.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm. A lot.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be fighting and shit.
Yeah. Should you do people like that? No.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it either.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's absolutely wrong. Yeah.
Absolutely wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Because first off, I know for a fact if I was a best friend of somebody, be of my opposite sex or whatever, I would be happy for you.
Yep.
I ain't got to listen to all that bullshit that you've been talking about for the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Them late night phone calls, them whining sessions, them drunk sessions, them all that type shit.
Right.
Let dude or girl have that right now. They can take that spot. That'd be me. I'm glad. You know, I'm happy for you. Kudos. That be me. I'm glad for you, but to put you down cause of some ass,
nah. Or some ding-a-ding.
Yeah,
nope.
I was waiting for that to come through.
I think most people just don't know how to balance, because you know, you still want to foster your friendship, especially because they done prove they gonna beat up through whatever. But right. You also want to put time into your relationship, you know, if it is a relationship. I definitely, for some sneaky link shit, man, fuck that. Like, that's some 2-3 o'clock in the morning shit anyway. So we definitely not giving up no friendships or nothing for that shit. But as far as, you know, like a true relationship, it's about balance, because you still got to spend time with your friend, but you also got to put time into your relationship. But your friend should also understand that, hey, yeah, we might kick it every weekend, but now I got this going on, so now I might, you know, we might go out like once every other weekend, because, you know, I got date nights and shit to do now, and, you know, all that little shit.
Right.
Date nights.
And we understand all that, but then at the end of the day.
End of the day.
When you get this man and you stop communicating, you stop answering your phone.
Right. You cut your friends off totally.
You cut your friends off totally. That's not a good relationship.
So, okay, y'all saying it's like they just cut communication. Like, it's not their partner that wants you to cut communication, but it's just them cutting communication.
But see, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I'd be the one saying, hey, I don't like such and such as your friend. You might need to tone that back a little bit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a possibility too.
Yeah. It's a possibility.
After maybe one or two meets. I don't even know if they met these folks. I mean, I'm right. Just saying.
But
it could be any kind of way like that.
If it's like that, if you if your partner is telling you you need to cut this person off, like most of the time that's on some control, like
it's controlling. But then at the end of the day, we done been friends 20 plus years, and then at the blue boom, he come, and all of a sudden you just like, now all I can't go up. Me and my man, we gonna show up. First of all, bitch, don't nobody want to see him.
I say that motherfucker wasn't invited.
He wasn't invited, no way. This supposed to be for the girls.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you got to bring your man every time we want to dip out.
Right.
What? Just stay at home, baby. We having girls' night out, not right. You, your man,
and the girls.
Yeah, cause then as soon as somebody say something to him, or he look at somebody
on.
Different.
Yeah, it's on.
What, you trying to fuck her? She trying to fuck you? Yeah. So no, it's you gotta, like Rick said, you gotta keep a balance.
How did
your friends.
How do y'all feel if y'all had a dude whose best friend was a female? Like true friendship, none of that. They ain't never tried to smash. They ain't never thought about smashing, none of that shit.
I mean, it is what it is. My husband had a lot of male friends. I mean, female friends that came to the house, smoked, and that was it. Wasn't no smashing, wasn't no none of that. So as long as y'all keeping it cordial, that's all that matter.
But you got them out there that think
y'all
20 plus years in and y'all ain't never tried it before, it's going to happen eventually because y'all are friends. Y'all know each other in and out. That happens all the time. You got them jealous girlfriends and boyfriends out there. And the other part of that was that across the figure that came through was that one of the guys was with a girl. He cut his friends, well, not off, but he cut them back way back, like a I'll see y'all once a month type deal. And one of the guys that he was friends with, she thought that he was trying to do something with her. The guy, the girl, and a friend of his. The guy thought his friend was trying to get with the girl. Because, you know, they was all hanging out, whatever. They met twice. And he's all making a fake, hey, you trying to get at my girl? I'm going to cut y'all back about, we'll see y'all once a month. And it ain't going to be we, it's going to be me. Girl couldn't come with friends at all. Period. For no event, no nothing. No concerts, no outdoor concerts, no fishing, no bowling, no none of that. None of that.
I don't know. I would have just confronted the whole situation like, bro, what's up? And right. Because if you feel like that about your friend, then really he not your friend to begin with.
Well, it could have been on his side. It could not have been a friend. The friend would just say, hey, you know, I'm letting y'all know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. The guy who was in the relationship was the one acting a fool.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying, like, if I'm in a relationship with a girl, if I'm in, like, Lee, if you in a relationship with somebody, right, and you think one of your homeboys is kind of trying to snake you and smash your girl or whatever, you going to say something to him, right?
You going to get both of them.
All right, but if he was really your friend, you wouldn't even have them type of suspicions.
Right.
So really, that's not your friend anyway. So it's like, that's how I feel. Like, Lee, I would never, I don't care how bad of a female you had. I wouldn't even look, you know what I'm saying? I would never, like, I might be like, hey, bro, you got you one, and that's it. But it wouldn't be one of them always compliment, like, bro, like, yeah, she did. Yeah, like,
girl,
yeah, you
bad
know,
fuck
like,
new guy.
Nah, I'm going to say it the first time I see you, like, hey, bro, you got you one. And we never going to talk about it like that again. But
every time? Come on, now.
That wouldn't even be a question because at me as your nigga, I should know better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should never even have to worry about that. That should never be anything. So if I suspect one of my homeboys is trying to shoot off at my old lady, then really that's not my guy to begin with.
Like I said, I'm getting both of them.
I'm like, if I'm in a relationship and the friend trying to pop off at me, oh, you ain't got to, hey, bruh, get your friend. Yeah. So you ain't got to get me. I'm going to get his ass. Mm-hmm. Get your friend. Because this nigga trying to fuck. I'm snitching.
No, it's what it is.
Yeah. It's same
and as you and your girl or you and your guy should have that type of relationship to say, right. Hey, look, dude suspect or girl suspect.
Mm-hmm.
She rubbing up against me the wrong way. She making some
right
intentional shit. You know, it's yeah.
Even with with my female friends, if they done been out here fucking around with somebody and he trying to come and look at me, hey, let me tell you about your boy.
Right.
Trying to fuck.
Right.
Giving you that point blank in my inbox, and I'm screenshotting everything. And I'm sending it in.
Okay, man, that's why you don't jump in the inbox.
Yeah, that's why y'all don't slide in the DMs.
I'm sending it in to her.
The head of the department.
Yeah,
stop it. I'm sending it in.
Look what you
like, I'm contacting HR.
Right.
Right.
That's what I just said. Thousand points. I'm sending
right.
And I did have it happen. And I sent it to my best friend. Because, you know, I'm like, I'm on Instagram. But he keeps sending nasty memes and stuff in my inbox.
Hmm.
Like, the fuck this nigga keep sending all this nasty shit for?
You know why.
Exactly. So every time he sent one, I screenshotted that shit. Then I asked him, the last one he sent, I said, oh, he got one more time. Sent the shit, I said, why are you sending this in my inbox?
Hmm.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
That's what we
doing? Yeah, that's what we doing. I said, oh, okay. Sitting everything down. Check your boy out in my inbox. Then next thing you know, I'm deleted off Instagram. I don't give a damn.
Deleted by who?
Like your feelings supposed to be hurt.
Yeah.
Deleted by who?
By him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say, if girl did something, I'm like, okay, she suspect too.
No. But what Uncle Clifford Rule 101, stay out my inbox if you've been fooling with my friends.
See, I had one of them situations happen before social media. My cousin, who was like my brother, old lady came at me. And like, I mean, she walked by me or whatever. And you know how walking through a doorway, it's like one time she particularly waited on me to come through the doorway. And she tried to come the other way. So you know how you kind of turn a little bit to make room?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, so I turned to make room. She turned, put her ass all on me and shit, and then pushed me up on the wall like, hold on, we not doing this. Like, that's my brother.
I done mushed her ass.
Like we not doing this.
I mushed the shit out of her.
And then she, look, talking about some, I been wanted you and blah, blah, blah. Well, you got my brother, so you got who you wanted. And then I told him about it.
And trying to go for the tag team, man.
And look, he chose her. So, you know, from what he chose her, I stayed away from the situation because I was like, I don't want to be around her because I don't want, that makes me uncomfortable because our relationship. And after that, we never had a relationship again. Like I said, this is my blood cousin who was like my brother at the time.
Y'all stopped talking, communicating over some ass.
He stopped talking and communicating over some ass, bro.
This motherfucker right
and then
here.
Come find out when me and my ex had broke up. Like I said, this was some young shit. So me and my ex had broke up. He was trying to smash her. And I was like, oh, if I would have known that shit, well, I would have had this bitch bent over somewhere.
But she an ex, so it really don't fucking matter.
But you don't do that though. You know, a certain ex.
I know
was
what you're saying. Yeah, I get it. But once you out of my life, I give a shit less who you fuck, run around with, lay down with. I don't give a fuck.
You're not about to be
that's you.
One of my cousins. It's everybody getting beat up.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing. Like that was my ex. Me and her just broke up and he was trying to smash her. But I didn't find out about that until like 10, 11 years later. And I was like, see, if I would have known that, boy, I would have been dogging this bitch. Just cause. Just cause I would have been dogging that bitch.
Oh my
and then man. Sending her right on to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like that back then though. I got a conscience now. But obviously I had one in too for me not to do it anyway.
Yeah. A little bit. But hindsight, you'd have fucked her ass up.
Man, I nutted all on the face, everything. Sent
oh
all
my God.
Sent the whole tour. Be like, huh, get out the car, go
on. What are we talking about right
now? Go on.
What the hell going on right now?
Like, bro. Yeah.
There's videos.
Pornhub in it right now.
Hey, all that.
Man. And it's
oh
Sunday.
My God, that shit just went straight. Damn.
Yeah, man, that shit, bro, like, that had me fucked up, though, because it was like, that. I was like, bro, I was being family to you, and you was being dirty.
I guess I'm old, too. I don't let that shit bother me no more.
Like I said, this was back in the day. I was, you know, on some young shit, like 18, 19 type shit.
Yeah, yeah. But you had feelings then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he just went straight Pornhub on our ass. What the fuck going on here?
Lord, have mercy.
I'm like, oh.
Right.
Oh, that's what we doing? Damn.
Finger painting?
Yeah. He painted a vivid picture right there, brother.
He did.
Oh, my God. Anyway. So... I'm guessing, well, I'm not going to guess. I know this panel right here wouldn't be doing no bullshit like that. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Like we said, we got people out there that's clowning folks.
Yeah.
What is he reading? Are you reading or are you talking?
Looks like he making love.
Wow.
Whatever.
What's going on today?
Go today, man.
Motherfucker,
what the hell is going on?
Give me some.
Y'all.
Oh shit.
What is going on
today?
That's all right. God damn.
Hey, maybe we need to stay away from Sundays from now. We
what
all going to hell.
What's going on? Oh my God.
Shit, what's going crazy?
I'm saying.
That boy was looking like Biggie when he was trying to get Faith back at the end.
Nah, my daughter had called me, so I muted the mic and had answered the phone.
Oh.
That's what she was doing.
I'm finna mute all y'all, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So, like I was saying earlier, I'm imagining, I'm guessing, and I actually, we polled a panel just on that question alone. We wouldn't do no bullshit like that as far as cutting friends off. If you're a true friend, let me put it that way. Cause we do have some fools out there that like to sneak in and, like Delaney said, slide in DMs and Rick's friend, my bad cousin, acting a fool with his girl, which didn't make no damn sense. Well, actually, the girl was acting a fool.
Yeah, she was acting a fool.
Yeah,
but
the girl was clowning.
If anything, though, she should have been cut off, not me.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that lets you go.
That's a testament to true friendship.
Like, if I were trying to holler at her, then yeah, you could, you did right. If I was the one coming at her, but
right,
yeah,
but it, that wasn't the case. But you know, we learned that lesson because you know, you say what, 10 years in, are y'all good now?
Nah,
goddamn,
nah, after
how long has been?
Damn, 20. Hold on. Let's see. I think
that's bullshit right there.
I think I was 18. I'm 40. 22 years.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm one of them people. Once I feel like you wrong me, then that's just a wrap. I'm not gonna give you a chance to do it twice.
Right. I get it, but you still. I just had an uncle die, and I'm just now meeting cousins that I haven't seen or met or heard of from whatever. So my thing is, hey, look, you stay still as family.
Yeah.
But some family suspect. I put it that way.
And see, I think I could have got past that situation had I not found out that he tried to smash mine.
Yeah, after the fact.
After, you know what I'm saying? Like that, I think that hurt me more than you know, the other situation.
So in other words, he just a clown.
He the clown.
Yeah, so, he the clown.
Because it was like, bro, I could have done yours. You was trying to get mine.
Right.
You she know what I'm saying?
Versus him going pursuing.
Right. So, yeah. So you know, like, after that, it was just like, man, like, don't get me wrong. I still got love for him. And, you know, that's one person I always say that I hate that I hold grudges like I do. Or mm-hmm. I guess not let shit go because I'm like, maybe if I would have reached out sooner. But now I feel like it's been this long. Like, what's the point?
Valid point.
But at the same time, it's like you said, you know, getting older, some people start, you know, either one of us can pass at any point in time. It's like, damn, I should have reached out or damn, I should have did this.
Right. She go that tired as all get out.
Ain't none of us dying no time soon.
Shit, we might not wake up tomorrow. Shit.
Oh, we're going to live long, happy lives. You need to stop speaking that into this atmosphere.
One of us can fall over right now while we're recording.
Because I plan on dying today or tomorrow.
She went to the Illuminati thing down there. Don't speak that into space right now.
Oh, shoot.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Anyway, that was a topic. It was real quick, real simple. We got our points of views on it. I personally hate that y'all don't have a relationship, you and your cousin, whatever, because of some woman who threw that whole situation in the mix. But maybe one day y'all get together and get that shit right.
Too short for the best. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Alaysia too young to know about too short.
Nah, she know about it.
Yeah, she know.
It's like shit, that's my baby right there.
It's the house of music right here.
Right.
Yeah.
They were playing all kinds of stuff last time I was up there.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
What was you talking about yesterday? What? You shouldn't have been listening to.
What was I listening to?
When y'all was young. Tell me he had a
hold
on the whole time.
Oh, too close. Yes, he has no business.
Yeah. And they snuck that in so slick, you didn't even know what they were saying.
Exactly. Then you get to listen to that, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
When I was listening to SWV cutting my grass about 2 years ago, sitting there cutting grass, rain come on, I'm sitting there singing. Then all of a sudden, you know, I just stopped in my tracks, was like,
right.
I couldn't listen to Dr. Dre, but my mama let me listen to this shit.
Yeah.
Like, these bitches nasty.
Yeah.
And I've been singing this shit since I was a kid.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, you know how you go lay in the shower? Like,
you feel kind of dirty, huh?
Look, I called my mama and everything. I'm like, mama. You ain't let me listen to rap music back then, but I was like, these girls singing about getting nutted on. She like, huh, what you talking about? I was like, man, listen to the song.
She probably didn't know either.
Nah, she didn't.
Yeah.
There you go. That undercover programmer right there. Anyway, we're going to wrap this session up, man. We're going to do another one next week. We're going to talk about something else different. Be on the lookout for the YouTube broadcast. We're going to be doing that faithfully every week on the Thursdays. All platforms as far as streaming is concerned, we're going to hit all them again, put all that back out there. Apple, so forth and so on. We'll put all that together. Look for us in the paper. We're going to be doing a video shoot / photo shoot. Put that together. You're going to see us in the ad in the newspaper. We'll probably do some stuff. New intro for the show on September the 15th. Y'all get ready for that. Hope y'all enjoy that. We're going to try and do our Sunday's best every Thursday. In the meantime and in between time, y'all be good, be safe, and be better than you were last time, and treat somebody well. All right, I'll holler at y'all. Peace.